Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's supposed to be sunny today. It's supposed to be a nice day.
Have a great
Thursday,
you mother.
Thanks, Maria. Appreciate it. And Morgan, of course. A little combo. Bite right there. It's 8:06 Thursday morning, and it is still pretty misty out, but it's bright. You know, it looks like it's gonna.
It's beautiful here right now.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
What about in paradise, Bryn?
Oh, it's beautiful out there.
Of course,
blue skies.
You bet.
Downtown, you got blue skies. Or you got a little fog too.
It's just clearing up. It was foggy when you said it was foggy for you, but still a little bit of cloudy. Going
yeah.
on.
So it's just misty out there. Like, I, you know, it looks like there's fog. I can't see. I mean, I can see across the yard, but it definitely
has
that
haze. Yeah, the sun just broke through, so.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. Anyway, that'll be fun. Here comes the sun. Oh.
Lots of controversy this morning as people have written in about Armie Hammer, and we've also got a lot of Dr. Dean texts. So the 9 o'clock hour should be a big party.
Mm.
Very funny.
What are people saying about Armie?
Some are saying, let me see if I can find the one that I really, they're like, I don't like that you guys are making fun of his lifestyle. A lot of people are into that, and more often than not, those people have better relationships than people with vanilla sex lives, and I don't doubt that you've got to have good communication for that to work.
Did it come off as we were making fun? I thought we said several times that we, you know, everybody likes something different.
As you told the story, I mean, I obviously his wife didn't like it. They're divorced now.
That's a problem.
So
was a problem
that.
For her, right?
But between two people, I don't see a problem with it at all. I mean, in fact, when you hear what he's saying, if you take it literally, yes, being a cannibal would be a problem. I think he's going dramatically for something else.
Agreed. And he even said it in that clip, which I'm not sure where we got that from, where he's basically saying when you take something that you say to someone in the heat of passion that feels hot in the moment and you say it without any context, it is cringy.
Right.
You know, and so it's one thing for us to sort of sit here all, you know, then you said this and couldn't you believe that? But we're not in that relationship and these are leaked things. They are actually technically none of our business.
Right.
I think that people should get up to whatever they can get up to, that as long as it's lawful and no one gets killed, everyone's consensual. I think
why do we care
fine.
About Armie Hammer quotes? It's not illegal. It's private. I kind of think we shouldn't be reporting it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he is also but look, celebrity comes with something. You know, when you're in a big movie and you're the masses are, you're trying to get the biggest audience possible.
Yeah.
In many cases, that's a worldwide audience. And there's a responsibility that comes with that. It's not unlike what a politician deals with.
Right. You know, also today he released pictures of himself doing what looks like lick drugs off another man's hand and drink a beer while he's driving. So
he released that or someone released that?
That made it out there. I don't know who released that. They seem to be his videos because they're selfie style. So I'm not sure how those got out, but to me that's newsworthy. There's a big star.
Well, yeah, celebrity
maybe
trash,
doing drugs, maybe drinking and driving, maybe. And certainly on top of everything else that's come out this week. I mean, we didn't touch this until today. So, yay us. Okay. It's time for Celebrity Trash, which is brought to you by parents. Parents, I want to tell you something. This too shall pass. Everything is going to be all right. To all the moms and dads out there that are balancing remote school, work, childcare, just life in general, making meals, figuring it all out, keep on keeping on.
You know, maybe what I would add to that? Because actually, as parents, we are maxed right now, and I know I'm dealing with that too. But I've talked to a couple people, and one of my sort of, I don't want to say, she's not an acquaintance, but she's a sort of a fringe friend, not someone mm-hmm. I stay in touch with. But anyway, she's been alone for all of this. Oh. And hearing the depression that she went through bummed me out. Like, she really had is having a hard time with it.
Right.
And I think that's probably harder. Being
in
alone?
In some ways, absolutely. I mean, look, everybody's got their burdens to carry through this whole thing, you know, whether they seem happy or they're totally over it and depressed. But it's, you know, there's good sides and bad sides to every situation. Maybe it helps someone who's totally alone to hear what you're going through. Like, oh, thank God I'm not dealing with that. Right. Yes, I'm alone, but I can FaceTime with people, whatever. And vice versa. You know, it's you hear about someone who's alone and think, okay, it's not so bad.
I have found the things that come up, though, with kids, there isn't often an option. So you find yourself finding another gear even when you don't think you have one.
Right.
Because you've got to do it. So you do it. Because you love that kid and you want to make sure they're good.
Right.
So even though you go, I would never have agreed to this, you find yourself going, all right, let's go. We got to do this. Let's get that done. And when you're alone, you can really fall into a funk. You don't have someone pushing you out the door or right. into whatever next thing you got
to
do.
And you start to feel so isolated, like no one cares. No one would even notice if I didn't show up for things or if I just, right. if I simply ceased to exist.
Well, imagine if you're alone and you lost your job and you don't have anyone checking in on you. You could really. So anyway, if you're out there and you're in that situation, really, there are ways you can find help. And I hope that you
right
are
on
okay.
RadioAlice.com. We have all right. kinds of helpful numbers right there for you. All right. So anyway, thanks to parents. We started with parents. Brought to you by parents. The Celebrity Trash. The inauguration is happening. Is Wednesday the 20th? It is, isn't it? So that's the big day.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Gaga is going to sing the national anthem at the Biden-Harris inauguration. There's also a primetime special. Let's see if I can find the title of it. Celebrating America. 90-minute special. It's going to be broadcast live on ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC, MSNBC, Twitter, Twitch, Amazon Prime Video, Microsoft Bing, YouTube, Facebook, News Now from Fox, and AT&T DirecTV and Uverse. You will not be able to escape this. And why would you want to? It's hosted by Tom Hanks. And there's all kinds of performers that are going to sprinkle in. Biden and Harris it seems that they're going to be speaking during this as well. And Demi Lovato, Justin Timberlake, Jon Bon Jovi, and more will be sprinkled in performing songs to help celebrate America.
For the record, I voted for Biden. I will not watch 1 minute of this. Not one.
Well, you might have to. The next day, there might be some highlights. Yeah.
On our show, you mean?
Yes.
Because I'm here and this is my job, but I have no interest in watching that. In fact, I wish politics would get to the job of doing the country's work and be less about every other. Like, there's just not enough to. They shouldn't be in the news every day. It'd be great if they could just do their jobs and do the business of the people and not constantly be. Yeah.
Remember when you used to not hear about politics every hour of every day? You know, yesterday I said I was going to take a break from the news, and no, I didn't. I wound up watching. You get sucked in. It's on, and then you sit down, and this guy's speaking. I yield my time to the gentleman from Ohio. I'm like, okay, well, what is that guy? You know, it's just, it's a lot. I agree with you. I have no driving need to watch this, although I'm happy that they're being inaugurated. I'm not going to watch the primetime special. Plus, it's on at 8:30. 8:30 to 10 across the country. So if you want to watch it, Celebrating America, have at it. We will definitely have a recap for you the next morning with all the clips that you need, everything you need to know. And there you go. Tom Hanks is hosting. I wonder how that'll go. Probably pretty solidly. Elsewhere in the music world, and the only reason I stuck that in with music news is, look, Jon Bon Jovi's going to perform live. I mean, come on. Gotta see that.
You got to see that? Really?
No.
That's must-see TV?
I don't. I just said I'm not going to watch it. Neil Young has said that he was going to start releasing archival material. And he, just a few weeks ago, released a 10-disc set, Archives Volume 2, 72 to 76, and the live album and film Return to Greendale. And now, on February 26, we can expect something called Way Down in the Rust Bucket. It's a 1990 Crazy Horse Club gig. It's going to come out February 26. It's a film and a double album. So I guess it's the whole live show plus some bunch of footage. The show took place November 13th, 1990, in front of 800 lucky fans at The Catalyst in Santa Cruz.
Get out of here!
You know, isn't that
very cool?
About 2 months after the release of Ragged Glory, and shortly before the start of a long arena tour with Sonic Youth and Social Distortion. So there are some previews if you want to check those out. I want to say it's neilyoungarchives.com or something like that. He's posting. He's just going through everything he's got.
What year did you say that was? Sonic Youth?
1990.
Okay, the 90s. That's a very 90s bill.
It certainly is.
Sonic Youth and Social D.
Yep. So, but I thought that was the neatest thing. So it's, if you're a Neil Young fan and you live locally and maybe you've been to the Catalyst in Santa Cruz or you live nearby, whatever it is, that's where this was taped. Only 800 people were there. I don't know how big the Catalyst, have you been to the Catalyst? I've never been to the Catalyst.
I've been invited to go many times, but I don't do stuff at night.
Well, we have a very early wake up call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I could, and this is absolutely it's just a tangent. I'm watching The Morning Show. It's a show on Apple TV, and it's about a TV morning show, but it has some weird parallels with our lives because we also do a morning show that seems so much more normal than what these people are. I mean, yikes. Whoa. If it were really true to life, there'd be a lot more moaning and groaning coming from, you know, that alarm goes off and they hit it off. They show them hitting it with their hand. You don't know which one of them it's going to be. You know, will it be Jen Aniston's character or will it be Reese Witherspoon's character waking up to this 3:30 alarm? And they have a pensive look on their face or they spring right up or they're, you know, they convey a mood. But if it happened at my house, it would be,
well, you have a 30-minute saga, so they don't have time for that on the show to show all the drama Sarah goes through to get out of bed. Not everybody does that, Sarah. I actually get up before my alarm goes off, and I don't even...
Oh, good for you.
I'm just telling you, not everybody has that drama you go through.
I actually try to, because I can see through my eyelids where my phone is because it's lit up. It's the only light thing in there. So I walk over there and I kind of bat at it until it finally goes off. And then I pick up my phone and I keep my eyes closed and I go in. I turn on all the lights in the bathroom, but my eyes are still closed. And then I sit down to pee and then I just try to like slowly open my eyes because, I don't want to be blinded. And I just slowly just open them up and then they're still half closed. Then I go over and I turn the water on until it gets really hot and just wake myself up with it, throw it in my face.
Splash from the sink, got you.
Oh, okay. My God. You know, it would be a very different show if it was about us. One of us would be up and laughing and whistling and singing. The other one would be, I'm a monster. God, what have we been doing this? It'll be 24 years, February 17th, here. And then Philly and St. Louis before. I mean, it's just, I am so not a morning person.
No, you for sure are.
But I'm telling you, I'm not.
Fight it all you want. Yeah, you've been waking up early for a long time, most your life.
Yep, more than half probably, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, more than half. Mm-hmm. Jesus, it ain't right. Anyway, that's happening. This is coming up. I think this is in March. Yeah, March 20. John Oates, Bob Weir, Dave Grohl, Sammy Hagar, Michael Franti, Sean Colvin, some other people I don't know, and Daryl Hall. So it's John Oates is putting this whole thing together, and he's got a wide variety of musicians, and they're all going to get together and do Oates Songfest 7908. I don't know what 7908 means. Are those these lucky numbers? Is that a date in the far-flung future? Really far-flung? But he's getting everybody together to raise money for Feeding America. He said this will be an entertaining and innovative way for the music community to share their songwriting creativity in an effort to help feed America's hungry families in need. And there are a lot of those right now. The food banks are saying, please help us. There are so many more people who are coming for a bag of groceries these days. He's going to co-host this event. Now, stay with me.
He being John Oates.
John Oates is co-hosting this event with a guy by the name of Sax Squatch. He's a one-man, he's a one-beast band. That's what he goes. This guy's gone viral by playing socially distanced gigs dressed up like Bigfoot. And I'm going to say, because it's in the name Sax Squatch, that he played one of his instruments in the one-man band is a sax. I don't know really that much about him, but John Oates and Sax Squatch who are going to do this together.
I don't think I've ever heard John Oates say anything.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like he's the silent partner. This is very strange that he's going to be the one that takes the mic and hosts this thing, because I don't think of him. I think of him as the quiet friend.
Maybe he'll just introduce Sax Squatch and let that guy take over. The one beast band.
All right.
I keep trying to say one man beast, but that's not it. Here's more from John Oates, which, by the way, listen, this was released in a statement. So saying it is not exactly what happened. Writing it down is more what happened. Or maybe his publicist went, here's the quote I've come up with for you. Do you? Okay. And he just nodded.
That happens.
He doesn't. Oh, yeah, it does happen. I've said, yeah, all right. You can say I said that.
I've definitely had people say, we need you to write this. I write it, and they go, we're going to write that for you, and then you're going to read it. And I go, all right. I don't want to.
Thumbs up.
But I'm going to do it.
He went on to say, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, when it became clear the live shows would not be possible, his wife and he, her name is Amy, Amy and I pivoted to the idea of creating a virtual version for charity, and Oates Songfest 7908 was born. The show's free, but you will be asked to donate to the cause. So it's going to be streamed across multiple platforms via something called Nugs TV, because there's no end to TV channels and streamers and things that they'll happily have you subscribe to. Nugs TV. And that's basically the whole story. It's happening March 20th. And again, it's John Oates and his former partner, Daryl Hall, Bob Weir, Dave Grohl, Sammy Hagar, Michael Franti, Sean Colvin, and many more for raising money for Feeding America. Katy Perry is in the news today. She is going to collaborate with Pokemon on
a
new...
Did she have that baby?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she did?
Yeah. I am nine... Yeah, Daisy, right? Isn't that the kid's name? She's a little girl, maybe like November?
Oh, all right.
Yeah, lots been going on. There's been a lot, Ben. It's a lot.
August.
Oh, she had an August?
It was back in August? Okay.
What?
All right. Well,
What's the date?
I don't really follow her, so I'm not surprised it got by without me.
This article's from August 27th, named Daisy Dove Bloom.
Daisy Dove.
Let's see. I'm not sure what the date is.
That's a pretty name, Daisy Dove Bloom. Daisy Bloom. That's a great name. Flower, bloom, it's beautiful. Anyway, she is now moving on. I mean, she's keeping the kid, I'm assuming. But she's moving on to a collaboration with Pokemon. She is apparently a huge... She had a lot to say about Pokemon. I was very surprised by that. Maybe she was a Pokemon Go fan. But... or maybe they're just paying her a ton of money and told her what to say. I don't know. They're having a 25th anniversary celebration. I guess they... came out sometime in the 90s, and 25 years is happening. She says,
I love being part of anything that is playful and has really good messages to share with the world. This is what she told People magazine. I don't really know what message happens in Pokemon other than, oh, it's cute. Let me catch that and keep it in my collection. Maybe there was I don't know the backstory. Maybe there was a whole show where these animals had lives, and I don't know. So this is another big year for her. She says she loves Pokemon. Pokemon's landmark 25th anniversary. She's 36, teaming up with the iconic franchise on a new music program with Universal Music Group. I'm not exactly sure what this is going to entail, but she's happy to be part of this thing. They don't say
much
more.
You have that in common with her. You like the Pokemon.
I do, but I don't know anything about the backstory. All I know is I enjoyed Pokemon Go for a lot of reasons, not the least of which was it got me out of my house walking around for a couple hours every day. Truly, I enjoyed that. I went to places I'd never been.
to catch monsters.
Little monsters in special balls.
Balls.
And John, you know, it was funny. We were talking about the other day. We were walking around somewhere. He goes, you know, I miss Pokemon Go. Like we used to. It was a real motivator to get us out of the house. It was a lot of fun. We used to go on Pokewalks, we called them. I'm going on Pokewalk. Our kids were annoyed no end at it. Even when I remember we were in Germany and we found the very rare mime Pokemon there.
Lucky you.
I know. It was, we were freaking
Pokemon
out.
Pokemon vacation.
Yeah, we were freaking out. And so, like, at night, we'd leave the kids in the hotel room, and they weren't kids. They were 18 and 16. Don't worry. They were fine. And we would just go off. We'd walk in the parks in Germany, and it was freaking
and
awesome.
And chase Pokemon,
yeah.
In Germany.
God. My sister was so jealous because she was also a big Pokemon Go freak. Her and her husband would do the same thing. So whenever we'd catch I'm like, I can't think of the mime's name, his Pokemon name, but I'm like, I said,
Mr. Mime, isn't it?
Mr. Mime, oh! Mm-hmm. So I did a screenshot of it, and she's like, oh my God! I can't believe it!
Oh,
and there
geez.
He was, miming.
You lucky duck.
I was so happy. I caught like 10 of them over there. Oh, couldn't believe it. So exciting. Anyway, I don't know. I'm sorry. I actually want to apologize for this break. I went off on so many tangents. It's ridiculous. And I'm out of time. Winnie, what's coming up in the news?
Well, we've got a big weekend for football, so I'll at least tell you the times if you're interested.
Right.
Plus, what products will you not compromise on? Ben and Jerry have branched out. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.